There are many stories about World War II, some collected in libraries, some still to be written. They describe a war that seems familiar to us. We know the names of the battles, the generals, the outcome. And yet, still, there are stories to be told. I'm Neil Conan, and I'd like to share with you some extraordinary tales of courage, bravery, and endurance. The soldier at the Battle of the Bulge who comes face to face with his enemy, the Tuskegee Airman who returns home to segregation, the bagpiper who played his comrades ashore at Normandy. These may not be voices you recognize, but their life and their spirit give new meaning to the greatest conflict in human history. A wide sweep of white pillars gives shape to the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. When the memorial was dedicated in 2004, veterans came from across the country to observe and remember.
My name is Pete Logan. I'm 83 years old, and I was on the USS New Jersey for 3 years, and we were in the Pacific.
And I'm August A. Angelic. I'll be 80 in June 15th. And on the invasion of Iwo Jima, I was in the air. He was on a battleship.
Yeah.
I was the radio operator on the... what the hell airplane was I on? The
B-29.
B-24. That's right, he's right, B-24. And we had one terrible day. We got hit very bad. It was on Kure Naval Base. The shell went through the radio compartment, and we were losing altitude all the time. Then, all of a sudden, there was a problem with the... what kind of fluid?
Hydraulic fluid.
Hydraulic fluid. And they said, save everything, all the urine, coffee, save the hot chocolate, do not drink anything, and put it all together and get ready to pour everything in.